Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action toward a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Brought to you by Roseburg Schools with support from the Ford Family Foundation. And now, here's your host, Roseburg School Superintendent Jared Corden with Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we're here to celebrate, uplift, and educate you about all the amazing things going on in and around Douglas County. My name is Shannon Sebastian. Yes, surprise, I am the host today. I'm the OG from back in the day when it originally started, but our normal, wonderful hosts, Jared and Tiffany, aren't able to be here today, so here I am. We're going to have a wonderful show and look forward to all the wonderful people we have here on today's episode. So today we're going to be talking with some of the title holders, the directors, board members, and candidates from the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program. So I am going to first start here with you, Kaylee. Tell us your title, your current title, and how long you've been involved with the program.
Yes, my name is Kaylee Meyer, and I am Miss Umpqua Valley 2026. I have been involved with this program since I was a shining star. Then it was called the Princess Program. So I started that when I was 9, so this is going on 11 years of being involved in the program, maybe even longer if my math is wrong.
So we're going to have lots to talk about.
Yes, absolutely.
And Jasmine?
I'm Jasmine Brar, the Miss Douglas County 2026, and this is actually my first year being involved in the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program.
So we got lots of different perspectives here today. Mm-hmm. And then we have Emily Warren Wiley. Emily, tell us your position and how long you've been involved in the program.
So my name is Emily Warren Wiley. I'm the executive director of the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program. I've been involved since 2015. That's when I started competing as a teen, and I'm going on 3 years as a board member.
And an excellent job. She's doing an amazing job, everybody.
Absolutely.
And we have one of our candidates, Sage. Sage, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm Sage, and I have been a candidate for, I don't know, a long time. I started the Princess Program when Kaylee did. I'm also Kaylee's sister. I think that was when I was 6. And then I was a teen for 2 years, and now I'm a Miss.
No.
I know.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about that.
I don't like it.
And last but not least, we have Laura Smith. Laura, tell us a little bit about your background with the program.
I started being involved in the program in 2011 when my daughter started competing. And so I've had the position of being a mom and a volunteer through the years. And I was a judge 1 year, which was really fun. And now I'm on the board.
Yes. I just love, first I'm going to take a second here and just say, I love how much we get to see people be involved and then come back and serve in a completely different capacity. So I love that. I see it all over the state, which is really kind of fun. Sometimes it blows my mind when somebody will welcome a new board member and I'm like, wait a minute, didn't they just age in as a teen a year ago? So it's like the time goes fast, but it's because time flies when you're having fun, right?
Absolutely.
So, right. And this is just such a wonderful, lovely program. So today our goal here is to just talk about all the amazing things that the program has to offer, and it's a lot. We can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
So one of the aspects I wanted to touch on while we have you all here and Jasmine as well is why did you even sign up in the first place? How did that happen? Go ahead and start.
I started, like I mentioned earlier, in the Shining Stars program, in the Princess program, and the reason why I wanted to even be a princess up on that stage was just from watching in the audience. It is so inspiring watching all of the young women, all the candidates on stage as a little girl, and you just want to be involved in that. They are your role models. And as I grew older, growing up through the program, having different Miss role models, mm-hmm. I knew that I wanted to be a role model for young girls eventually, someday be a title holder myself. So that's why I continue to stay involved and why I really started.
Tell us why you signed up last year.
I had a couple of reasons. One of the main drivers was scholarship. I think being a flight student, it's really important that you have some financial aid to help you get through this huge program that is flight training. And so the scholarships was really a huge factor for me. And I've earned $6,575 through the program. And so that has definitely been helpful. And it's only been a year. I know our program is especially good about scholarships, so that's why I was like, it has to be Douglas County. Mm-hmm. But another reason was the sisterhood. It was, I wanted to put myself with other young women that also had big goals and big dreams like I did. Mm-hmm. I found it hard to find other women like that out in the community that, you know, could uplift me and I could uplift them. But this program has given me the place to do that. And so being around all of the sisters and being around Kaylee and like just lifting each other up and pushing each other to achieve our dreams and our goals, I think that was a huge factor for me as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And Sage, how about you? What's your driving force on? You're doing it again this year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So give us your why.
Well, I started in the Princess program and I started with Kaylee. So I didn't really understand the whole thing because I was like six. And so I was like, I'm just going to do what Kaylee does because I always did that. I always just did what Kaylee does. But then I grew up and I didn't do the Princess program for a little bit. And then Kaylee did the teens. And then I saw how amazing it was and how much fun she had. So I decided I wanted to do that. And getting over my stage fright that first year was such a big challenge. And that's kind of why I didn't do it the next year. So I've been off and on.
Mm-hmm. But you did it. And you completed a whole year.
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to be brave. You don't have to be perfect ever. And I think that's a misconception that people think. It's like, oh, we're trying to be perfect or we're trying to be real. You're trying to be authentic and genuine. And sometimes you're just trying to survive, right? So you did. Mm-hmm. Now you're coming back. So kudos to that for being brave again.
Yes. You see all these amazing women that you look up to and you're like, oh gosh, I could never be that. But you see these amazing women in this program because this program builds those amazing women. And I've become one of them, which I'm very proud of. My sister's become one of them. So I think that's why this program is so special to me.
I want to punch in and say that her bravery is one that stands out amongst not just us, but literally everyone. Her first year, she won the like bravery award, like the most brave out of all of the contestants. Everybody recognized it because it was true and it just shines through even to this day.
I think there's so much that, like you said, going and watching and then it's kind of like, oh, that's a lot, or that looks amazing. I mean, it could be like you're a fly drawn to the bug zapper and you're like, I'm afraid to get too close. I might get, you know, but it's like, everybody go and watch. If that's your start point or your leap off point, start there, go watch and then dip your toe in the pond and be brave, digest it, come back and be brave again. I just love that. I love that all of you kind of had a little different reasons. But you may have all gained the same assets out of the program and the perks. So, I mean, because you also got scholarships.
Yeah.
So what was her reason you also benefited from? You can also benefit from, like, they all can. And so I think that's a really neat actual uniqueness to the program and uniqueness in a way to Douglas County, because there's only a few counties who have a really strong build your own scholarship program, which I'll want to touch on later.
Yeah.
So, Emily, I'm going to ask you, because talk about being brave. Back in the day, you're still kind of quiet, but you did it. And it was just like, let's just watch her go. And I still remember to this day when you stood out there and sang, I just felt like I was your proud mother. So what was your why back then?
Well, my mom made me sign up.
Okay, that's a reason too. That's a why.
She competed back in the early 80s, and so she signed me up for it. Didn't really know what it was. Mm-hmm. Probably the whole first year I didn't really know what it was, but I got the bug and I never stopped after mm-hmm. that. So I think a big part of this program is just taking a leap into the unknown, mm-hmm. stepping outside your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Definitely wasn't my thing back in the day. I was so quiet, could barely say hi to people. Didn't understand why you should smile or stand up straight or any of that. Mm-hmm. But it's those little skills that you carry with you for the rest of your life and help you in job interviews and help you
right.
in other public speaking things you do. So.
Yeah. I honestly, it's so funny because I have all boys. You guys might not know that, but I have all boys. Mm-hmm. So my volunteerism during my tenure with Miss Douglas County was my girl fix. And so, but I'll tell you what, my sons have never applied for a job they have not received because mm-hmm. who their mom is. And it's like, I can teach you an interview. So, you know, it's such a skill that translates into so many different aspects in your life later. And if for one piece of the competition, you can polish your diamond and shine bright all the rest of your life, is that not worth it? Like, mm-hmm. it's so worth it. Everybody sign up today. So Emily, I'm going to come to you really quick. What are the ages that the young ladies can, like, who are we talking to? What's our age range now?
Yeah, our program is open to women of ages 14 to 28 who live in Douglas, Curry, Jackson, and Josephine. And that's something new we're doing this year mm-hmm. is really targeting all those counties because they don't have a local program and they deserve the same access to scholarships and opportunities. So if you live in any of those counties between the ages 14 and 28, you could be eligible.
I think that's some reason people would be like, oh, well, it's Miss Douglas County Scholarship. Why are we opening it up? But it's available to neighboring counties who don't have a program. And like you said, that's really nice that you guys are welcoming in that manner. And I hope somebody takes you up on that because this really is a life-changing opportunity.
Yeah.
Laura, I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second. So I'm laughing because my mom signed me up. I'm like, why did Cassidy originally sign up?
You know, I can't exactly remember the reason she signed up, but I remember that we watched Brooke Roberts win her Miss Douglas County title, and then we followed her journey, and I think Cass was like 5 years old or something at the time, and then she became Miss Oregon, and mm-hmm. so we were just so impressed with her, went to a lot of events that she was at, and then from then on, she just wanted to do it, and so when she turned 15, she competed, and she was first runner-up, and then the next year, she was first runner-up again, and then she finally won her third year, but scholarships have always been our why, and she was able to graduate debt-free. She earned over $20,000 in scholarships during her years of competing. So
that is
life-changing. I mean, it made a huge impact.
I couldn't remember her why, but the funny thing is I remember like she was one of the first people that signed up as soon as she was eligible. I remember the eagerness like it was yesterday. Like, I'm all in on this. I want to do this. So it's once you know that it's what you want to do or you have that first year underneath your belt and then you come back, you kind of come at it a little bit different. So one of my questions is, you've won the title, and congratulations to both of you,
by the way. Thank you.
I have seen you out in the community on multiple different occasions. You guys are very busy. And so one of the pieces of the program is platforms or your mission statements or whatever. So can you tell us both of yours? I want to make sure we get some in here with you before you head out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to start? My community service initiative is mental wellness for pilots. I think as a woman in the aviation industry and as a woman struggling with mental health issues, it's important that we highlight that those things, sometimes when they come together, they can cause a bit more issues. So as I was beginning flight school, I found out that my mental health would be a huge barrier to my entry into the industry, and it actually delayed my training by 2 whole years, which was devastating for me and ultimately kind of made things worse. And there was also a huge financial burden on top of that. And I realized that there's really no help for people like that out there. I didn't really have a lot of resources to go to or a lot of mentors to look to for help and guidance. I really just had my doctor, and essentially no one else in my flight school really knew what I was going through and how to navigate that whole process with getting your medical certificate so that you can solo and you can get your license and fly. But I would love to create those resources for other pilots so that no one has to go through that phase without knowing, you know, what to do or what comes next and how to navigate the whole process. I want to create those resources as like a guide, like, here's what you need to do. Here's a step-by-step process of how to get through the whole process of the Federal Aviation Administration and all of their rules and all their regulations to get your medical certificate. Because it was a really tough time. And I want to be that person that I wish that I had when I was going through it. So.
First, I want to just thank you for your authentic self telling your story. It's not easy to say that, you know, some people are taboo. It's like, oh, well, she probably shouldn't do that then, or this or that. But thank you for the effort to find a way to work around it and to keep pursuing and to keep going after something that's a dream. I think that's admirable. And thank you for also sharing your personal piece. It's really powerful. You never know who's listening. We never know who's watching. And you could have already made that difference today when somebody sees this video. So just think of that.
On that note, though, I did want to share, like, I understand where people are coming from when it's you know, thinking about mental health and then thinking about like, oh, pilots have the responsibility of all of these passengers. But going through this program really dials it in, because it's like these doctors are looking after you all the time. Mm-hmm. So they know you're doing well. Mm-hmm. But what if there's undiagnosed people out there that haven't reported their mental health issues and they're still flying passengers every day? Mm-hmm. I want them to know that it's okay to say, like, yes, I need help, and like, I'm reaching out for help. Even though it might cause a delay in their training or in their careers, I think it's very, very important that we do talk about how we're feeling and that we talk about what we're going through. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you have hundreds of people's lives in your hands. And so I think it's just really important that all pilots or anyone in the aviation industry come out and say, like, hey, I need help. And I just, I think that's very important, even though it's tough going through those 2 years of delay. I mean, hopefully I can put out resources out there that will help you get through that process. But I think as important it is to get through the process, you have to be able to put yourself out there and say, like, I might need some help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's just breaking the taboos down or breaking the walls down and saying, you know, I mean, we hear it all the time now. It's not okay, or it's okay to be not okay. You know, it's like, but take it a step further and say, I take ownership and I have to say that I'm not okay today because other people's lives are in my hand. And that's a responsibility that should actually be maybe part of the training and encouraged for people to do that instead of taboo. Okay, Kaylee, we're going to get back to you right after the break here and ask you kind of the same thing in the same platform and stuff like that. So now we're going to take a commercial break here, and we'll be back in just a short few.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is Your Cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back to Your Cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian, your surprise hostess with the mostest today. So, and we have currently, we actually had Jasmine had to leave. She had to catch a flight. So imagine that, since she's a pilot. But
she's the one flying the plane. Yeah. This is for her class. So it's very, she was
very
just
important.
Talking about it.
Yeah. Yes. Very important. So we excused her. So we did a little shifting around here for those of us that are on video. So we have Kaylee Myers, our current Miss Umpqua Valley, and Sage Myers, who's been a candidate and involved in the program for a while. Emily Warren Wiley, the current director of Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program, and Laura Smith, who has been a mom of a candidate, a volunteer, and is on the board currently with us. So, all right, so we're on to the next segment of our show. But before we finished the last one, we ran out of time a little bit. So, Kaylee, let's start off with you. We were talking about your CSIs. Mm-hmm. Tell us what a CSI is first.
Yes. So CSI stands for Community Service Initiative. Every single one of the candidates chooses a community service initiative that they advocate for during their year of service, but also before. It's just something that you're really passionate about that you're able to advocate for as a candidate or a part of the Miss America, Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program.
So what's yours?
My personal community service initiative is STEMspire. It's inspiring the future generation of women in STEM. As a woman in STEM myself, as I started college, it's more glaring to you how much of a separation there is between men and women in science, technology, engineering, and math. So being an advocate for younger ages is something that I'm super passionate about as a woman in STEM. Getting the word out while you're young, starting their passions while their brains are still developing, that is going to be the greatest way to close this gender gap that we see in STEM today. I have partnered with a Oregon nonprofit organization called STEM Like a Girl, where I have been able to bring their STEM Like a Girl workshops to both Roseburg and Eugene. I am the workshop coordinator for them. These workshops, we do hands-on activities with girls in third through fifth grade, and it's super fun. I always have an incredible time. These young girls are so, so smart. They're inspiring me more and more every day. Every single time that I hold a workshop, it's just like, wow. These girls have incredible imaginations and they're going to do such great things. So being able to bring that opportunity to girls who might not have the resources, like mm-hmm. Roseburg being a more rural area, there's not as much resources when it comes to STEM for young girls. So being able to bring that opportunity for people to hear and get hands-on and get inspired with STEM and being a woman in STEM is going to help our future generation.
Sage, tell us a little bit about yours.
My CSI is animal abuse and shelter awareness. I've always had a very large passion for animals and I've always loved them. And I now have my own dog and cat, but my CSI doesn't just reach dogs and cats. It's also small animals and endangered animals. A lot of the zoos that we see, they're just not like up to standard. But Wildlife Safari, as an example, is I think is amazing because of their areas that they have that are big and open, and their work with endangered species. I'm still developing what I would like to do in my year of service, but I like to volunteer at the shelter, Saving Grace Humane Society, and I think it's overlooked a lot of how many volunteers they have, but a lot of them can't work all the time, such as myself. I go to school. I'm a cheerleader. I have a lot of other things to do, but I try to make time for it. They definitely need more consistent volunteers. So, you know, if you want to volunteer, check it out.
There's your plug.
Yeah.
One of the things that you just hit on is like, I'm not able to get out and do, you know, volunteer as much, or I'm in school and I'm cheerleading and I'm all these things. So during my time with the program, that's what I found out, was a lot of the girls who come in and are really successful in the program are the ones who have time management skills, is a huge skill. Mm-hmm. So how do you find that balance with the cheerleading, with the this and with the pageant? I mean, you're busy.
Yeah, I am very busy. I always like to have like a very laid out schedule, like in my phone. I like to have all my events and know when I get out of school, the spaces I have for myself, because mm-hmm. that is very, very important. Mm-hmm. I find it to be crazy when the weeks just like blend together. I really don't like that. I don't like schedules very much. So having time management has been a struggle for me. But I have found a good balance. Mm-hmm. And I would like to fit more volunteering in, but I really just don't know where right now.
That's just the funny thing about stuff like this. It's like when you pick a CSI, or you, you know, because sometimes it takes girls a little bit to find their passion, or mm-hmm. to find their light or their fire for whatever, you know, gets them up enough to go out and to give hours and stuff like this. So it, you're like, I'm not sure, you know, or I want to do more. Like, talk about that a little bit. Like, how somebody might want to sign up and be part of the program, but they're like, I don't have a CSI. Well, guess what? 90% of girls that come into the program don't have a CSI when they yeah. start. Mm-hmm. The ladies talk about it. They help you develop it. They help you understand your passion or mm-hmm. what's in your fire. So mm-hmm. how did you come up with your CSI? It's a lot to just say, this is what I'm passionate about today, and I'm going to spend a whole year talking about it.
Yeah. For me, the...
You're so different.
Your yes, first year, huh? my community service initiative has changed over the years. But what really made me decide what I wanted to do mm-hmm. was volunteering, being out and volunteering with STEM Like a Girl for the first time. It just volunteering, getting out in your community, seeing something, and it truly, like when people say it sparks a passion inside mm-hmm. of you, it's just, that's the best way to describe it. Being there and watching the girls in the STEM Like a Girl workshops that I volunteered with in Albany, I felt that spark. So I knew that that was the correct community service initiative for me. And another thing that I like to tell other candidates is choose something that you can talk about for hours. If you feel like you cannot talk about your community service initiative with your heart and your mind, and you don't want to learn more about it, you just feel like you're choosing it because it sounds good mm-hmm. to the judges. If you're not able to talk about it with those judges, it's not going to get you as far as you hope. So choosing something that is super deep for you, that you're able to just talk about, mm-hmm. ramble, and hold a conversation with someone about, that is how you know that that is a good community service initiative. You want to be able to talk about it in your interview and yeah. not just talk about it with, oh, this is the facts. Oh, this is percentage. You want to be able to talk about it with passion, because you can tell when people are talking with passion or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's also okay to say that it can evolve.
Yeah.
Because you guys are starting out young. You know, I mean, there's a difference between mm-hmm. a sixth grader and a 12th grader, or 2014 to 28. I mean, good gravy. So yeah. it's like we're evolving as people. Why can't yeah. your, you know.
And it can.
Your statement
service
change
initiative
or
can change all the time.
Your passion change. So yeah. I think that that's kind of one of those like, oh, well, I've had this and I've invested so many hours. Yeah. But if it's dull and you're bored of it, like move on, get something fresh that lights your fire again or something. So
yeah.
I encourage people mm-hmm. who have done it before.
I think yours has something. Changed too.
Well, it's kind of changed. It was
it's
environmental
been narrowed,
awareness.
Narrowed down.
Yeah, it has, because I realized that the part of the environment that I really I love and that I've always just wanted to learn more about is the animals and mm-hmm. what they give to the environment and how we can protect them. Like, I had to talk to like Emily and my mentor and Kaylee to find what I really love. And my community service initiative could change now. Yeah. Like, they wouldn't know.
And that's fine.
No one's going to like judge you for it and be like, well, it was this thing and now it's this. Like, what happened? You know, you're growing as a person.
I'm evolving.
Yes. I'm still growing as a person. Kaylee's still growing as a person. We're all still growing as a person, no matter how old you get. You just, I don't know how to explain it. You have to find.
It's so hard to explain. Just the feeling.
I guess the thing is that it goes back to, like, so many people think you have to have it all together. You have to have it all dialed in. You already have to be, like, pageant day ready when you sign up. So far from the truth. I'm going to come to you two about that. It's like, I mean, in a selfish way, absolutely selfish for me, the growth was my reward for being a volunteer in the program. And it literally is my favorite part to see somebody start. So I'll have you two speak on that. Emily, you want to start us off?
Yeah, as someone who has been a teen, been a miss, been a title holder, been through the whole process, something I'm really passionate about is making sure that anyone who steps foot in the program walks away with a lot of benefits, and that I work hard to make sure that we have enough rehearsals, enough mentors, enough support every step of the way so that you can come in with no experience and still succeed and still earn scholarships. And something I'm really proud of, because of the generosity of the community and the hard work of the candidates, is we're to a point where we can offer scholarships guaranteed. This year, we kind of combined a director's award with a participation award, where if girls show up, if they meet the deadlines, if they try to use the Build Your Own Scholarship Program, then they can get $500 guaranteed on competition day, or more if they become a finalist. So that's something I'm really proud of, that you can walk in and earn skills, earn scholarships. All you have to do is be brave enough to take the first step, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. On that, really quickly too, I'm bouncing around a little bit, but could you give us the categories or the sections that they're actually judged on? Because the girls have talked about the judges, so I want to bring up that part.
Yeah, so the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program is a preliminary to Miss Oregon and the Miss America opportunity. So the phases of the competition are really the judges assessing how you would be as a Miss America. So they have a private interview where they see, are you relatable? Are you authentic? And you do an onstage question to see how you handle pressure and speaking to the public. And then you walk in an evening gown, you model some athletic wear, and you perform a talent so they can see, you know, do you have a talent? Will you be able to blend in at a fancy gala or fundraiser where you're representing the program? And that's, I think the public speaking and interview skills are what we really hone on the most in our workshops. But the glamour is also there.
It's fun. That's more, I like to say, the fun part. That's the part where you're able to relax a little bit after the pressure of interview and onstage question. You're just able to walk out there and just have the glamour part of it, the fun, the part that draws people's eye. But it truly is just to see how you would fit in as an advocate for this program in something like super fancy, like a gala that you may be able to attend as a title holder.
I really don't like the word fit in. I'm so sorry. I don't like it because I personally, I like to see girls that stand out. And during like the fashion and like the style of the crown, the points of the crown, the style portion, you get to show people who you are on the outside. Like last year I wore a black dress with a big bow and no one else had it. And I was like, oh, this looks like me, you know? And I feel like people think of pageant as like this cookie cutter little princess, and it's really not so far from the truth.
And I think when you were maybe, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but when you're saying fit in, it's more like how you'd handle yourself and carry yourself in that event. Because I don't think she meant fit
in. No, I'm not saying that.
Because it is truly about individuality, Miss America is. That is why style is a point of the crown, like Sage mentioned. It's truly how you present yourself as an individual.
And I think the thing is like there's a lot of events that the board has set up, you know, year after year that our candidates or representatives, title holders are going to. It's like, how boring to meet the same person or the same look every single year. So that diversity is super important, you know, just for people to get to meet new people. And they're impressed by the new stuff that they learn from the new title holders. So yeah, the cookie cutter, I'm not down with that either. Or pageant patty, they said back in the day, in my old school days,
the OG days,
we called her Patty.
Not pageant patty.
Yeah. Different than Karen today or whatever, but we had our own pageant version, Patty. But yeah.
One thing I wanted to bring up that I think is really great about our program is our closet and how many dresses, gowns, interview outfits. It's anything you can think of. We have like 500 items for rent, and it really makes it affordable for people. A lot of one of the things that is under or thought about is that it's too expensive.
Right.
And it really isn't too expensive to join. We have a lot of help, and we have a lot of things that people can wear.
I think if there's a barrier that somebody's putting up or is like, well, I couldn't because of this, or I couldn't because of this. We've been around a long time, and these ladies have all kinds of ways to get you over the barrier. So I would say, just sign up. There's no fail
urge. That little urge of like, maybe that would be something I'm interested in.
Try it. There's not a fail, you know? There's just not a fail. In my opinion, there's not a fail unless you just never sign up and you never go to an orientation meeting and, you know, get to know the board and how wonderful these ladies are and how much they volunteer their time. I mean, basically, this program is their CSI now. It is their passion project and their platform. And so... they're doing it because they love the program. They love to help young ladies and individuals reach their best and fullest potential.
And they do just that.
Yeah. And you guys do an amazing job. Yep. So amazing.
Incredible job.
One of the things, you know, each phase we've kind of talked about. So interview. Last a lifetime. Like I said, this one could interview for any job. President tomorrow and you'd get it. So It's so underestimated, though. I don't even know. We get to see the growth because we start with them here and then we watch them here. I touched about watching you when you were younger. And even though I wasn't the director, then I was helping judge's chair for them for a little bit and watching you. And it's just like, oh, she's grown so much this year because I don't go to practices. I'm not involved in it. You know, I'm involved at the state level. So for me, it's like I kind of have to keep back a little bit. But I still get to see the growth with you young ladies. And I just love that part because for me, it's like a surprise every time I get to go. It's like, oh, I remember her last year. I see her this year. Like, oh, it's so exciting. I love the growth. That was probably my selfish why, you know, is I just love that part. And some of my personal director's best stories don't end in a crown.
Yeah.
It doesn't end with a young lady with a crown. It's seeing somebody scared to death. Poor mom signs them up and they're like, oh, dear Lord. You know, now she's the director. You know, it's seeing people come back and say, I paid for my whole college. You know, like Cassidy, I had a young gal who never won anything. I don't know if she ever even won an award, to be honest. But she said being involved in that program forever changed my life. I mean, I'm doing a deposit at a bank and they're like, that program changed my life. It made me want to do better, be better, rise above my circumstances in my home, and not fall into that. And it's like, so this offers so much. If you think you're not the girl who's going to wear the crown at the end, or you think don't be your own barrier, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Yes. A long roundabout way. But get out of your own way, girls. Sign up for this. So I know I'm going to ask you again at the end, but how does one sign up? Let's give them all the options here.
Yeah. Everything you need to know. If you want to access the application, it's all at missdouglascounty.org. explain all the phases of competition on there. You can meet our volunteers. You can see the legacy. But most importantly, the application's on there. So just fill that out. I'll follow up within 24 hours to schedule your welcome meeting. And really, the mentorship starts on day one. And we're all about mentorship and leadership development. So all you have to do is start. Mm-hmm.
I want to bring up something super cool that you guys have started, which is the meetups.
Yeah.
Am I calling that right? Is that what you were calling them?
Welcome meetings.
Welcome meetings. So sometimes if somebody's interested, they can come have a meetup with a 2, 3, 4 title holders. And you guys kind of talk to them about your experience, but on a really small, more personal type of atmosphere. I love that you guys implemented that. And I think it's so powerful because you get in that big room where we used to do it at the library and you're looking around. Guess what? Everybody's already sizing everybody up. I shouldn't do it because that girl's already going to win. Worst thing in pageant. Don't ever do that.
No.
Note from Shannon. Don't ever do that. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge yourself. You're the worst judge. Most girls think they don't have a chance. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
that's how you hold yourself back.
Get out of your way. Mm-hmm. So these meetups, tell us about, like, have you had somebody that came in on the fence and then decided to do it and signed up when you met with them? Or,
well, what I love about the welcome meetings is it's a lot less intimidating than like a group orientation or something. Yeah. So we just get to meet with these girls one-on-one, and they get to ask the title holders, you know, in their experience, what has it been like? Mm-hmm. They get to, I don't know, they just get to ask all their questions because it's just them and us. You know, we'll get coffee, we'll get froyo, and we'll just talk about it. And I would say most girls come in, you know, not knowing what their talent's going to be, not knowing what their community services initiative is going to be. But then they get to brainstorm with us in real time. And by the time they left the meeting, they usually feel more confident and they have ideas and they can hit the ground running. And they don't have to wait until we officially start meeting because the mentorship started like within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now we're in September, so things are up and starting as of September 1st. So, like, this is going to, like, be out here, and they can call you now, or they can go to the website now and sign up, get a head start on things. Mm-hmm. So I love that you guys are looking at or planning on every candidate, you know, getting something. But I am anticipating we're going to, like, blow your stage up and you're going to need to do multiple days and all kinds of stuff. Let's hope for that, right?
I'm doing 2 shows, Miss and Teen.
Miss and Teen, we're back to that. I love it. Didn't take you guys long. Didn't take you long. I love that. That's where we went. And so, yeah, let's fill it up. Let's have 25 a night, 30 a night. That'd be crazy.
That would be great.
Yes, we want to be able.
So exciting.
Yeah, make it.
Just like state.
Yes. Make it a mini Miss Oregon.
A mini Miss Oregon. That's so cool. Let's touch on that briefly. I mean, I just really want to talk about Douglas County for the most part, but you did win and you did get to go to Miss Oregon.
I did, yeah.
And so what's it like?
It's incredible. Miss Oregon is such a experience of a lifetime. You get to meet all of these incredible, passionate girls who are at this state level. They got there. Whether it was through, there's so many ways to get to state, and I won't get into that too much because it can get kind of confusing.
No, because we're going to talk about all the opportunities right here.
We want to talk about here and now. But once you're at state, you just meet so many girls, and the sisterhood aspect of Miss America really, really comes into play then, because you meet, I think last year, 28 contestants for just Miss alone. You meet all of those women, you're with them for a week. You just build these sisterhood, best friend bonds that truly last forever. I met so many incredible women who I was inspired by and continue to be inspired by. And you not only develop the skills that you will develop as a local candidate on a new level because you recompete in all of the phases at that higher state level. So being able to also develop my skills there is also super, super it's not just fun, but it's important to continue my legacy in the organization.
I think, you know, sisterhood gets brought up all the time. You were touching on that piece of it, you know, with Miss Oregon, but it's like, yes, you have your sisters, you have one you're sitting next to us.
Yeah.
But there's something also different about having
best friend sisters.
Yeah. Like, but they're high achieving, goal setting, go get them. It's just a different caliber.
It's truly and just.
We talk about it all the time. You know, at Miss Oregon, it's like, you're going to meet your bridesmaids here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're going 100%. To meet your besties here. Like, you're going to meet that. And I feel like I should start a scrapbook and go back through all my Miss Oregons and say, hey, who was in your wedding? Send us, you know, what year were they and what title were they? Because it's so true. There's so many weddings, and we've had a lot of former Miss Oregons getting married this year mm-hmm. and last mm-hmm. year, that it's like, oh, well, there's candidate, there's a bestie, you know, and it's so true. There's proof in the pudding with it.
You start.
Did you have any of them in your wedding?
Oh, you didn't have a bridesmaid. I met my first year as a teen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's my princess who I still talk to.
Yeah. It's so amazing. I think people think of it as like a propaganda thing, but it's so true. And it may be one of the most strongest things that doesn't have a financial piece to it or whatever, but mm-hmm. it has a forever piece to it. And I think that's so important.
I would like to touch on the sisterhood, because I've actually been asked, like, is it really sisterhood or is it just drama?
Right.
I'm like, it's really sisterhood. Like, you really do meet the most incredible women that you look up to, and that you're like, wow, what can I learn from you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you get to mentor other people, and then, like, it's just like this amazing community, and you all have something in common. And truly, I have not experienced any drama in pageantry. Like, this whole thing has just been support. It's just like a net, like when you're doing trapeze.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know,
okay,
you see, like, the trapeze
to that,
artist.
But yeah.
Do you see it in your brain? The trapeze artists, they're like doing the thing, and this is your net, and these are your sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's truly women uplifting women, and the sisterhood, I believe, is built off of that common passion that you already have, which mm-hmm. is the Miss America opportunity. So you all are super passionate about women uplifting women, mm-hmm. being the next woman to be a role model. You all have that same passion. Mm-hmm. You're all there for the same reason. So you already have that bond, and you want to uplift your sisters. Every mm-hmm. single one of those women there mm-hmm. wants to help you in some way, will be there for you. I had my favorite example of sisterhood, my dress before parade, the strap broke. So I ran right to Miss Lynn Benton, and she had her sewing kit already ready, perfect same color of thread, and stitched me right into my dress right before parade. That is sisterhood right there. She was immediately mm-hmm. like, she wasn't even fully ready herself, but she was like, oh, you need to be sewed into that dress. I got you. Mm-hmm. And that is just a perfect example of mm-hmm. what happens behind the scenes and the sisterhood bonds that you will build in
Absolutely.
The Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I love that. And it is true. And it is very, very true. Okay. So this year we had Teens and Miss, and there was four titles. We have the two of you here today, and then two teens. Mm-hmm. So, but Emily and Laura have some news. Can you share some new news with us?
So 2027 is the 80th anniversary of the crowning of Miss Roseburg, 1947. Joanne Wardenburg, who went on to become the first Miss Oregon. So 80 years of scholarship, leadership, service, and we're celebrating that by bringing back the Miss Roseburg title. Miss Roseburg.
So excited!
So there's never been a better year to compete in this program, because you have three chances to win per age division.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we will be crowning six girls this year and giving away more scholarships.
I'm so excited.
So exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay, the director in me is like, pull my hair out, six title holders. But I mean, because the truth is, your directors really do pour a lot into you, and they help with your prep,
so
and they help with that. But I love you have a wonderful board mm-hmm. and that really steps up into help with that. But that is so exciting. And again, we just got rid of another barrier, everybody. So let's get rid of that.
Yeah.
Got another chance on each age division.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So exciting.
I'm so excited.
We do have eight board members, and everybody has a unique position in the community. Mm-hmm. And and ways that they help the girls. So we have mm-hmm. well-rounded.
So we have just a tiny bit of time left for our listeners who are listening to us on the radio. We're going to stay on for a little bit while longer and kind of do a little after show and give some more information. But what is the date of your program for this upcoming year?
Our next scholarship competition will be in March 2027. And through the end of November, you can apply. So apply now at missdouglascounty.org and you can earn scholarships guaranteed. In 2026, we gave away $65,000 in scholarships. So get your Incredible share applause. Of that in 2027.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Get in there. Yeah. Sign up early. All right. Well, that's it for this episode of Your Q. We'll be back with the after show in just a bit.
Join us Thursday afternoons from 4 to 5 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, or watch online on the Roseburg School's YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone that should be featured, connect with us. Reach out to yourq at roseburg.k12.or.us or message the program on Facebook.